Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
You are listening to the Spiritual Activist Radio Show, and I am Rahasia Uncensored, where we look at the world not as it is, but as we know it can be, if and only if we have the courage to question the answers we've been given. This is our world, and it's time for us to take it back.
Well, welcome to the Spiritual Activist Show once again. Let me catch you up on what's been happening with me personally, my wife and I. See, we live in Magalia, and Magalia is just above Paradise. So we've been dealing with our neighbors and friends, 14,000 homes obliterated in a matter of just a few hours, burned down to ashes. You know, and I was thinking this would be a good thing to talk about, and it would be, and I will. But there's a lot of research left to do. Everybody's on me right now to talk about the directed energy weapons, and I think that's a valuable conversation to have. The trouble is I haven't really been able to verify or validate enough of that to really put this out there on the internet and on a radio show and in my magazine. It has to be researched a little better, because the last thing we need is disinformation or misinformation out there. There's plenty of that going around. As a matter of fact, when I started doing some of the research, I ran into basically clickbait kinds of websites and YouTubes. They just want you to click on it and watch, and it's just a bunch of nonsense and people repeating what they heard somebody else say about what somebody else said on a YouTube, and it just goes on and on from there. So I don't want to get involved in that right now. I actually want to do some research and talk to some people that really do know what they're talking about. And then we'll get to that. But for this show, I was thinking, okay, if I'm not going to talk about Paradise right now and the directed energy weapons, but what I can say about that, by the way, is if I was pressed against the wall, somebody put a gun to my head, which I hope they never do, I had to come up with some kind of a story on what happened in Paradise, I would have to say that it really looks at this point like it had a lot to do with the aluminum oxide that's been sprayed on us, like thousands and thousands of tons of this fine, fine molecular dust being sprayed all over Northern California, and it ignites. It's an accelerant. So it only makes sense that it would make the fires burn hotter, quicker, and ferocious. These fires were angry. Boy, when they came through this town, it was like run for your lives, literally. There's so many stories out there right now that are heartbreaking and eye-opening, too. If it's not enough to wake you up, then something's wrong. But if I had to say something, I would say that it's probably the aluminum oxide, for sure. That's almost without a doubt. And it also has a lot to do with the way we've been taking care of our forest, which gets into another whole long story. It has a lot to do with the geoengineering that's been happening on this planet. Now, how that coincides and works with the possibility of directed energy weapons, I've yet to find that out, but I'm on it. So hang in there with that. Then there's other things I could talk about. God, there's so much. There's vaccinations. The funny thing about vaccinations is every time I talk about it, I have usually mothers coming out of the woodwork, getting on my case that, you know, I'm doing something really devastating to their children. And every single time, without fail, every single time, though, the people that are for vaccinations, so I ask them, why are you for it? And they said, well, just read the science. I said, okay. I went and I read the science. And I go back to them and I said, well, I read the science. And I'm even more against vaccinations now. Have you read the science? And Every single one of them told me the same thing. Well, no, but we don't have to read the science. We trust the scientists. I said, well, you should read what they're actually writing, and it would change your mind. And the people that are against vaccinations are the ones that's actually reading the science. And when you see what's out there, I mean, William Thompson, one of the lead researchers at the CDC, spoke out and said they've been skewing with the results, trying to hide the fact that vaccinations do have a noticeable effect on a child's evolution, his growth, and especially autism. But once again, you know, the people are asleep. They call them sheeple for a reason. You know, they're sheep because they've been led around completely blind by whoever the sheep herder is of the day. And they're people, but they're actually just asleep. And that's a shame. So vaccinations, that'll come up eventually too. You know, we could talk about secret space program. This is coming out stronger and stronger and stronger. There is something going on in the Antarctic. There is a lot of action down there, and there's a lot of documentation saying that we're doing research down there. And of course, we have geoengineering. That's a whole subject within itself. But somebody that's really doing a good job with that is Dane Wigington. He called me the other night and was telling me about the dire state that we are actually in right now with our environment. The whole thing could collapse. And it would be rather suddenly for some people, but people that's really paying attention, it wouldn't be sudden at all. This is going on right now as we speak. But if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, that's all the information you could ever possibly have. And he's really, really careful about disinformation or misinformation. Everything that you read on his website, he's researched it, validated it, and put it up, because he doesn't want to be caught in this quagmire of, I'm telling you, there's a lot of idiots out there with computer and YouTube accounts just putting out so much you can't even believe it. And some of it sounds really good, but they just heard it from somebody else, and on it goes. And usually if you trace it back, it started out as disinformation. But once disinformation is listened to and repeated, it becomes misinformation. And these people really believe it, but they haven't checked it out. I mean, they have not checked it out. So what else could we talk about? We could talk about a number of things. The financial system is getting ready to collapse, totally collapse. We brought somebody here. He was a financial expert, totally into the environment. He wrote some books called The End of Everything, The End of Oil, Richard Feinberg. And he gave a 2-hour speech at the college down here, Chico State. And at the end of the lecture, which was a couple hours, you know, a few students showed up. That's another thing, too. Students just are simply not thinking. They're not getting out there and really understanding what's going on in their world. But this student, young girl, raised her hand timidly and said, well, after listening to what you were talking about, what should I be taking in school right now to prepare myself for the future? And Richard said, well, and he looked around a little bit conspiratorially and said, I hate to say this because I'm here at the university, but to be honest with you, there's nothing here that you can take that's going to prepare you for the future that you're going to have to live in. He says the best thing to do is to learn how to grow food, be close to water, learn a trade, learn something that you can barter with, and save real money, silver, gold, things like that. And she just looked at him and went, oh, and sit down. And that was probably the last she ever thought of it. She probably went back to her philosophy class or social studies class and continued on. And she probably doesn't even remember the question she asked. But for people thinking, they remember the question pretty good. So what can we talk about that I think right now is one of the most important things to start dealing with. Because if we let this get out of hand, personally, I think the environment, it's out of hand. If I was a betting person of an off-planet being looking at this whole situation, I would say we've waited too long. But you can't give up hope. But something that we haven't waited too long, and we could intervene on this, is 5G. And the more I get into 5G, the more I get into siding over with some of the deepest, darkest conspiracy stories. You know, David Icke, I mean, if you want to hear what he says to say about 5G, you should check him out. Just put in 5G, David Icke, and you'll pull up some of what he has to say. If he's even halfway close on what he's saying, we're in deep trouble with the global world elites, New World Order, the Cabal, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call that. It goes by different names. I think we need to be careful when we say things like that, because we don't really know what we're talking about, and we're not supposed to, because they keep it from us. But I think one of the things we make a serious mistake at is saying something about our government. It's not our government anymore. It's a corporate government, corporate run. The people from our agencies, the FCC, the Food and Drug Administration, everything, all of our watchdog organizations that are supposed to be watching out for us and keeping us healthy and keeping us well informed, they're nothing more than PR people for the pharmaceutical company and Monsanto, the military industrial complex. You know, I'm going to read something to you that I wrote in the last issue of Lotus Guide. So, I wrote this in the winter issue of Lotus Guide magazine. The front cover is Paradise Rising from the Ashes. And you can read this online, by the way, at www.lotusguide.com. And I wrote this article, Paradise Rising from the Ashes. Now, this is something that President Kennedy said. And I know we've all heard it. But again, we hear things like this and we don't really listen. I remember when he was shot. I was, I think it was in 9th or 10th grade. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting out by the lunch area. And it came on the loudspeaker that he'd been assassinated. And at that early age, I didn't realize that it was much more than an assassination. I truly think, along with many, many other people, Jim Mars and so many people that's researched this, that was the moment we lost our government. That's the reason it's not our government anymore. It belongs to the CIA and corporations, and we're just pawns in this crazy game they're playing. But this is something he said. And by the way, he was assassinated a couple of weeks after this, I believe. Okay, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. Now, think about that. Everything's, we have secret congressional meetings now. Everything is done in secret. But then he goes on to say, for we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means of for expanding its sphere of influence, for infiltration instead of invasion. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Now just think about that. The people that heard this at the time, it seems like they didn't give it any thought, even when he was killed, which shows the indoctrination level of our country, which this gets into the 5G thing too, because other countries, they're putting a stop to this. They've done the research. They've read the research. The people in their communities have gone, no, we don't want to get radiated by, it's the same frequency. Get this. It is the same frequency, and you can get this off the DARPA website. DARPA is a military website. The 5G network uses the same EMF waves as the Pentagon crowd control system. Now, I don't know if you've seen some of the YouTubes when they turn this thing on, but people run for their lives. It feels like your skin's burning up. It's the same frequency. And keep in mind, this isn't like 1, 2, 3, or 4G, which was microwaves. This is millimeter waves. This is really, 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 really small waves that don't penetrate as much as the microwaves. So it needs more power, or it needs to be closer. This is why your skin feels it mostly. And it basically turns your skin through your sweat glands, it turns you into a better receiver. And that's not good either. You know, we're already a receiver. Now I'm going to read something by President Eisenhower. Now remember, Eisenhower, he took over from Truman, and Truman was a big part of the Roswell cover-up and what was going on with extraterrestrials at the time. And even that's been put into question. It could be the German Nazi movement. That I know all this sounds crazy, and the more you talk about it, the crazier it sounds. But there comes a point as you're researching all of this stuff when you go, wait a minute, I think this is true. And then it gets into a really crazy spiral down a rabbit hole that even the rabbit hole turns into an illusion. But this is by President Eisenhower. Now keep in mind, he spent all of his remaining political chips to say this in his farewell speech. He was not very popular after this. Quote, now this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, and even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for a disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We will never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty can prosper together. And this is where you come in. Notice the one thing that they're really deeply afraid of is a knowledgeable and well-informed citizenry. This is why, this could be another thing we could talk about, is the educational system. It's nothing but an indoctrination system. It indoctrinates our children at the earliest possible age. No child left behind. They don't want to let one child not get indoctrinated. And I'm going to have to do a show on that, because there's some strong support, lots of evidence that this is a contrived system that we live in. So back to 5G. So let's talk about 5G. There was a guy named John Dvorak. He was fired from PC Magazine after he wrote an opinion about 5G. Fired. You know what? I'm going to have to play this for you. Let me play something for you. This is the head of the FCC giving a talk, and we'll listen to a little bit of it, then I'll intervene.
The big game changer is that 5G will use much higher frequency bands than previously thought viable for mobile broadband and other applications. Such millimeter wave signals have physical properties that are both a limitation and a strength. They tend to travel best in narrow and straight lines, and they do not go through physical objects as well. But brilliant engineers have developed new antennas that can aim and amplify signals. Now, to make this work, the 5G build-out is going to be very infrastructure intensive, requiring massive deployment of small cells. I'm confident that the actions will lead to a cornucopia of unanticipated, innovative uses and will generate tens of billions of dollars in economic activity.
Now, I think one of the key words here when he said unanticipated, there's a lot of unanticipated consequences to this too. We're already bathing in a sea of EMF waves. It's an ocean. If we could see it, we would see what the problem is. It's all around us. My wife and I, we live in Magalia, and there's no cell towers close to us. And when we first moved here, we looked at our cell phone and there was no cell signal, and I thought, all right, this is great. The same thing that would have deterred a lot of people is the thing that attracted me. But that's not going to be the case if they deploy, which is another weird word. Deployment is a military word. When the deployment of 5G comes out, it's going to be all over the place, into the rural areas, urban areas, citizens, the cities, and everything is going to have 5G. So the unintended consequences of 5G has to be researched. And I think if we'd research it, we would see that it's not worth being able to download a movie. Instead of it taking 5 minutes, we could do it in 1 minute or 30 seconds. What makes a difference? It wasn't that many years ago. If I wanted to watch a movie, I couldn't. I had to wait for it to come out to the movie theater. Then later, they came out on VHS. I had to go down to the video store, take a little drive. And that was at least a half hour. But now we can put on Netflix and stream movies pretty quick. I mean, how quick is quick? Is it really worth the consequences? So let's go on and listen to this guy. His name is Tom Wheeler, by the way. And he's the FCC chair and former senior lobbyist, which is another key word to pay attention to here. So a lot of this information comes from a website, takebackyourpower.net, and I just want to give a shout out to them because they're doing a good job about this.
And that's damn important because it means that U.S. companies will be the first out of the gate. And that is why 5G is a national priority. And stay out of the way of technological development.
Now, when he says stay out of the way of technological developments, he means stay out of the way. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. You'll see what happens at this meeting when somebody asks what he calls an irresponsible question, which is ironic considering they're the most irresponsible people on the planet right now. But let's go on and continue on here.
Unlike some countries, we do not believe that we should spend the next couple of years studying what 5G should be or how it should operate. The future has a way of inventing itself.
Oh my God. I mean, can it get much clearer than this? What is he saying right now? He's saying that they're not going to do any research or any studies. They're just going to put this stuff out there and it's going to invent itself, come whatever may. But they're going to make a lot of money. They're going to make billions of dollars. And I personally think that there's more to it than money. Because let's face it, the people in power right now, and I'm not talking about politicians, I'm talking about the corporations. They are so tied in with the Federal Reserve. If they need money, they just print up more money. It doesn't matter to them. They want control. They want absolute control over the population. And the only way you can control a population is take control of their food, GMO foods, take control of their water. They've pretty much done away with the water. They're privatizing most of our fresh water supplies, Nestle's and all that. You control their money, Federal Reserve. You know, 1933, they bankrupt this country, changed us into a corporation. Ever since then, we've been going deeper and deeper in debt. They control our communications. The media is almost totally owned and operated by four or five big corporations, which in turn is owned by maybe five or six major families on this planet. And this used to be unbelievable conspiracy stories, but those days are over. The curtain has been pulled back. So let's go on and see what else he says. He's telling us everything. He's telling us, look, we're going to do what we want to do and just get out of the way because we're going to make a lot of money. And yeah, it's probably going to cause some health concerns. You're probably going to get cancer, tumors, and autism and everything else. And that autism comes into this too with 5G. I'll try to have time to get to that too.
Turning innovators loose is far preferable to expecting committees and regulators to define the future. We won't wait for the standards. We're already seeing the industry gearing up to seize this opportunity. Verizon and AT&T tell us they'll begin deploying 5G trials in 2017.
You know, I just have to keep interrupting because this guy just fries my brain a little bit that he's actually out there talking at the National Press Club, and people are listening to this and going for it without questioning anything he's saying. Like what he's talking about now with AT&T and Verizon and all these companies, they're already positioning themselves to disqualify them from any litigation from what they know is coming. They've already notified their investors. Almost all of the insurance companies are already writing into their contracts that you can't sue them, you can't use the insurance money or anything if it has anything to do with EMF waves and all this stuff that's going on all around us. They're like, they know what's coming. They know we're going to come after their money. So they're positioning themselves so they can go to court, like the cigarette companies did later, and said, well, look, we put it on the package. It could be harmful to your health. You know, the Surgeon General even told them. You know, it's like a buyer beware thing. But the trouble is, people now, I don't know what's wrong with them. You know, driving down the road, my wife and I, we've seen these little canopy things with, it says free phones. And so I stopped there and I asked him, what do you mean? How do you get a free phone? They said, well, all of the big companies have got together and they said it's been a little bit unfair that poor people can't have a cell phone. So they figured out a way, they all chipped in money, so a poor person can have a cell phone for practically nothing, $10 a month or something, you know. But doesn't this seem a little odd to you that they are so concerned about poor people not having cellular service and practically giving it to them for free? I mean, if we were waking up in a science fiction movie, this would be pretty clear. You would already know what's coming. You know, some kind of alien invasion, or they're going to do something to our minds. The puppet masters are going to come after us or something. But we live in a world that we sort of thought was stable and our world and people cared. And we see things like this and we go, well, maybe they do care about poor people. But let me tell you, if you haven't figured this out yet, they don't care about poor people. Matter of fact, they're a little bit of a nuisance.
And the first commercial deployments they're talking about are expected in 2020. And we're not done. As part of our July 14 action, we also plan to ask for comments on opening up other high-frequency bands. Many of the high-frequency bands that we will make available for 5G currently have some satellite users, as well as some Defense Department applications, or at least the possibility of future satellite and defense users.
Oops, he slipped it in there on us, didn't he? The possibility of military applications. If they say the word possible and it has something to do with them making money or gaining control, believe me, it's more than possible. It's highly probable. And they're going to militarize this. Like I say, I think I mentioned earlier that this is the same technology they use to bust up crowds. They're going to put up thousands of satellites. I think it's oneworld.com. If you go there, it gives you an idea. Thousands and thousands and thousands of satellites. Some of them are low altitude satellites. And they say it's for the gamers, the people that play online games, so they can have immediate feedback. But it's not for that. Believe me, they could care less about the people that's playing games. Because they are the game players. They are the master game players. And I'm going to let him go on and keep on talking, but I tell you, I don't know how long I can take this. Let's hear what else he has to say.
This means sharing will be required between satellite and terrestrial wireless, an issue that is especially relevant in the 28 gigahertz band. But if anyone tells you that they know the details of what 5G is going to become, run the other way.
Okay. I'm telling you. You really need to hear everything this guy has to say. I've listened to it, and he gets on my nerves because he's lying, but he's telling the truth. He's mixing everything. Like right now, you're supposed to run the other way. If anybody talks or says anything contrary to what he's saying, you're supposed to not pay any attention to him because they don't know what they're talking about. But let's go on and listen to him some more. Let's hear what he has to say.
If something can be connected, it will be connected. Hundreds of billions of microchips connected in products from pill bottles to plant waterers.
You know, he forgot to mention people, so I feel obligated to throw that in. And something interesting here is one of the military-industrial complex companies, Lockheed Martin or Raytheon, I think it was Raytheon, they developed a corporation, completely fabricated this corporation. The corporation made billions of microchips for human beings. Billions. I forget what it was, 7 or 8, 9 billion of them. Then the company folded. Now you have to ask yourself, what happened to the microchips? Where did they go? Why did they create so many microchips and then they just, you can't find out anything about them now, other than just a little trail of paper they left behind. So there's a lot more going on here with 5G than what we can imagine, and there's a lot more going on than what we even want to imagine.
We must reject the notion that the 5G future will be the sole provenance of urban areas. The 5G revolution will touch all corners of our country. A lot more antenna siting decisions by local governments.
Oh my God. More decisions by local governments on whether antennas are going to be put in or not. Another lie. At the U.S. Conference of Mayors, they said, we will sue the FCC if they eliminate local control over 5G deployments. They're already putting laws into effect where small cities and even counties, maybe states, cannot say anything about the deployment of 5G. So they're not giving any possibility for a small city like Paradise, for instance, or Chico, to say no. They're going to put them in, and they're putting them in fast, and because they know that once they get in, it's going to be way more difficult to roll them back than it would be to stop them. So, well, let's go on and hear the next little bit of information.
And tightened our shot clock for siting application reviews. America's local governments will play an important role in determining how we fulfill this national priority. You can be sure of only one thing. The biggest Internet of Things application has yet to be imagined. Tens of billions of dollars in economic activity. And that's damn important.
Now here he is. This is taken 4 weeks later. And listen to what's going on here. I mean, if you're listening to this radio show, you're probably a little sharper than the average bear. And you'll be able to see what's going on behind the scenes. And just listen to this guy.
ask a question. We'll start with you. Sir.
Needn't egg me on this one. Moments ago, I was attempting to talk to some people who came to attend the meeting and have concerns about radiation and 5G. And one of your security force intervened, told the guy he couldn't show me the T-shirt that he had wished to display at the meeting, forced him to put it away, and confiscated my FCC-issued ID. Is this consonant with the discussion that ought to be taking place here, and what's your reaction to this action by your staff?
The reporter he's talking about is Todd Shields. He's a Bloomberg reporter. And he was basically just asking questions that reporters are supposed to ask. He's being a responsible investigative journalist. But listen to what went down there.
I've just heard about it for the first time, Todd. I mean, obviously, this is an open meeting, you know. And I'm sure that if your credentials have been mistakenly taken, you will get them back. But there is a responsibility for everybody who comes here to behave responsibly.
Now, he's telling this reporter that when he comes there, he needs to be responsible and act responsible. And this is coming from a person that's unleashing an untested, unresearched, although I have to admit, I think they know exactly what it does. But that's the deeper, darker part of this story. But he is the most irresponsible person I have heard in quite a while. And the lies just continually flow from him so casually. I guess it takes a pathological person to do what they do. Because if he had any compassion or empathy, there would be a little bit of stress in his voice or something. But he has no problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue listening to this guy for a few more minutes.
By approving the Spectrum Frontiers order, the United States becomes the first country in the world to identify and open up vast amounts of high-frequency spectrum for 5G networks and applications. This is the most significant step yet.
Okay, now here he's going to be asked a question. And notice how he casually says, "Hello, Lydia." This is preparing her because he knows that some tough questions are coming on, and he's already prepared this with this so-called reporter, Lydia, ahead of time. Listen what transpires when this guy asks a legitimate, responsible question.
Hey, Tom, with the NCT study showing wireless causes cancer subthermally, how can you proceed with more wireless expansion with our 6D standards only recognizing thermal effects, ignoring thousands of studies showing cancerous effects, neurological effects, reproductive harm?
Lydia, do you have a question?
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll answer your question, Lydia.
Well, I don't know about you, but that really just irritates me. Why give a press conference when you can only ask questions that agrees with the agenda of what's being talked about? This is the beginning of a disintegration of a society when we cannot ask legitimate questions that are contrary to the agenda at hand. This is basically telling you everything you need to know about the way we're going. There's a saying, I don't know if it was Voltaire, I think it was Voltaire. He said, you know you're being ruled by criminals when it's a crime to report a crime. And this is sort of that mild analogy of that, because this guy, he's just asking a question. And old Tom here, he already had it cued in to ask Lydia, let her talk, and didn't even give a guy a time of day. He didn't even tell this guy he was being irresponsible. He just completely ignored him. Now let's go and listen to a little bit more. There's only a little bit more, then we'll talk some more.
If your credentials have been mistakenly taken, you will get them back. But there is a responsibility for everybody who comes here to behave responsibly.
Okay, that's about all I can take of this guy, because it just goes on. It gets more ridiculous as you go on. And they're obviously thinking that they're talking to people that are highly indoctrinated and don't ask questions. And the people that do ask questions, they just ignore them and basically tell them to go away, take their press credentials, and say, sorry about that, but you're being irresponsible. You know, we need more people to be that kind of irresponsible. I mean, I don't know how many good investigative journalists we have left, to be honest with you. They get so easily bought off, taken over, and suppressed and put away. And they'll probably come after me someday, but until they do, I'm here with you. You know, sometimes it's good to put two and two together and look underneath some of the things that's going on. Now, stop and think about this. A lot of the technical professionals say that there's actually more money to be made, especially in schools. They're massively putting wireless in schools, which brings up another thing. In Silicon Valley, the people that develop this technology, they don't let their kids have iPhones, iPads. They even try to keep them away from screens because there's a lot going on there too that I'm not even going to get into because it sounds like a crazy conspiracy. But all this stuff is ending up being true. They send their kids to Waldorf schools. Waldorf schools don't use electronics or technical anything. They pencil and paper and a pen. You sit down and you do it by hand, and they keep them away from the screens. So if the people in Silicon Valley, they know what's going on, and they're doing it anyway. You know, the same thing with Facebook. The one of the developers of Facebook, his job was to program Facebook to keep the people on Facebook as long as possible. And he said that, you know, we knew what we were doing, we knew the implications, and we did it anyway. And, of course, now he's a multimillionaire and he doesn't work for Facebook. These people do their dirty deeds, make their money, go away. Then they tell us about it, how bad they feel, but it's too late then. You know, we need people to step up beforehand. But think about this. If they could actually make more money in a lot of situations, fiber optics and everything, you know, if they can make more money by hardwiring, let's just talk about schools. Why aren't they doing that? Why are they putting Wi-Fi and all of this 5G technology that they know hurts people in schools and in businesses? There has to be a reason for this other than wanting to make a little less money, because they could actually make more money by hardwiring in a lot of cases. So we need to ask these hard questions and start demanding some answers.
And they identify that one of the most threatening of these new non-kinetic threats is neurocognitive weapons, which is essentially a means, a technology that can induce advanced Alzheimer's symptoms in a matter of days in our troops.
Okay, now you heard her. This is Deborah Schnell, sitting with Dan Gerstein. He's a PhD, and they're testifying in front of some kind of a committee. And what she's saying here is that this can be used in a military deployment to induce Alzheimer's almost immediately in our troops. What will it do to kids? I mean, oh my God, sometimes I get a little frustrated even talking about, we're talking about things that we shouldn't even have to talk about. We should be talking about spiritual evolution and evolving and feeding the poor and helping people. You know, we're spending so much time dealing with people that are making money trying to kill us or make us sick. It just sort of gets to me once in a while, but I'll try not to let that get to be too much of this show. Let's go on and listen to a little more of what she has to say.
Despite all the great work being done at DARPA and by the DoD research and development communities, the military health system has not dealt meaningfully with the issues of the emerging biological threats. The Navy Surgeon General's office has done some stellar work in identifying non-kinetic threats that are part of the emerging operational battle space. And they identify that one of the most threatening of these new non-kinetic threats is neurocognitive weapons, which is essentially a means, a technology that can induce advanced Alzheimer's symptoms in a matter of days in our troops. And there is no, to the best of my knowledge, no ongoing research within the military health system to advise physicians on how to identify and treat this health effect.
Is the United States military working in the field of electronic mind control? Officially, the Department of Defense will not comment because the subject area is, quote, too sensitive. But CNN has learned from this government scientist, who did not want to be identified, that a Navy laboratory conducted research into the use of an RF device for counterterrorism and special operations.
It's possible to entrain a certain percentage of a population, apparently, with weak magnetic fields.
The study also showed that RF signals could dissolve certain types of rat brain cells at a distance, causing disorientation and nausea. According to the scientist, even though the program was successful, the government never followed up on it. Dr. James Frazier did electromagnetic research for the U.S. Air Force for many years. At one time, he proposed a battlefield RF weapon system.
You could make an antenna that would be carryable by a helicopter, and that this could be expected to produce a wide variety of symptoms, actually, by humans who happen to be standing in the beam.
Okay, the two clips you just heard, one of them was from the Blue Ribbon study panel. And keep in mind, the Department of Defense, they're doing their research. They know exactly what's going on. And if you think for a second that they wouldn't do something that would harm us, I mean, my God, there's like, I can sit here and think of about 20 different experiments they've played on humans over the past century. They've been doing this for a long time. Ask the Tuskegee boys about this. I mean, that went on for 30 or 40 years. And nurses and doctors kept it secret. What is that about, that people don't care enough about other human beings to say something? I mean, I have reservations right now of saying anything, because this kind of talk can come back and bite me. But you know what? There comes a time when you have to look at yourself and look at the world you're living in and say, enough is enough. And I've had enough myself, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. So there's a lot of information out there about 5G. You just have to do your research. And all I can say to you is, once you start doing the research, don't drop into the fear or any of that aspect of it at all. Find your adventurous spirit. We are spiritual beings living on this realm, this dimension. And we're traveling through this space and time. And let's face it, we're not going to be here forever. But we should try our best to make it a better place. So think about this. Since the 1G, 2, 3, 4G has come out, do you think the world has become smarter? No. We've been dumbed down quite a bit by educational system, by pharmaceuticals, by our media, and by our electronics. You know, we're being dumbed down. And it's a methodic thing. I'll do a show on that sometime, because some of the people at the highest levels of our educational system have spoken out about this. It's not by accident that this has happened. So if we've been dumbed down to this point now, stop and think for a second with 5G, what is going to happen when they're admitting from their own test results, their own research, they're saying with a flick of a switch, they can induce Alzheimer's into whatever group of people they're pointing it at. Now, if they put this out into space, which they have total plans to do, thousands and thousands of satellites blasting this planet with 5G, what could they possibly do? What could possibly go wrong? Do you think, even if our leaders right now were great people, do you think we're always going to have great people? No, once in a while we're going to get somebody in there close to the switch, just to switch it to see what happens. I'd like to see what happens here. They can point this at crowds of people. We could be living on a planet of docile, I don't like to use the word retarded, because I know it's politically incorrect, which is another thing we could talk about. We're so sensitive in this society. Let's just say we could become mentally challenged overnight by this system, and it could be done on purpose and without any regard to our health, our welfare, our being, or our rights. And What can I tell you? I mean, I could sit here and go on and on and on about this, but I think this pretty much at least touches the surface of 5G. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about it, because in the next issue of Lotus Guide, which will be coming out in mid-April, I think I'm going to write a column on 5G and try to wake up a few people there too. So you can always read our magazine at info@lotusguide.com. And if you like what this radio show is doing, you know, check us out, bbsradio.com/spiritualactivist. And also, we're opening up a center in Paradise. It's going to be the Lotus Guide Center for Healing and Information. Butte County's getting behind it, the Paradise Chamber of Commerce. We're getting some donations. If you want to donate to that, you can go to lotusguide.com/campfire, all one word. And there's a couple of ways you can give to one is a GoFundMe and another is PayPal. And the PayPal is actually set up to give a nonprofit donation if you want. You know, we could use some help there because we're actually biting off a lot to chew for two people, especially since we were hit financially too. And any little bit helps. $10, $20, it really doesn't matter. And anybody that knows me, you probably know it's difficult for me to even ask for money, but the fact that we're using every single dollar that comes to it to pass on and help other people helps me relax with that. If I was super wealthy, I think I'd be one of the best wealthy people you'd ever meet. I mean, because money is like information in a lot of ways. Money comes, the word currency comes from the same word as current, like a flow of a river current. And everybody knows that a current is supposed to flow. A dollar, if I have a dollar, it's not really worth too much. If I have $100, it's really not worth too much until I give it to somebody else and buy something. Now that dollar is starting to flow. It's a currency. And the more that $100 is passed through our society, buying and selling things, the more valuable it has become. Well, it's the same way with information. If I'm sitting here with all this information and just sitting on it, it's really not that valuable, except maybe to me. But if I pass it on, if you listen to my radio show and so many of the YouTubes and other radio shows that's out there, TakeYourPowerBack.net, StopTheCrime.net, GeoengineeringWatch.org, these are all really good people doing really good things. And that information, once you get it and validate it, verify it that it's good information, pass it on. This is how we wake ourselves up. This is what's going to fight back against what's going on. So I wish you all the very, very best. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at info@lotusguide.com. And if it's really important, you can call our telephone, 530-894-8433. And visit our website, www.lotusguide.com. And I think I've pretty much filled your heads with about as much as I dare go on with at this point. So stay tuned for some more shows. And like I say, I'm gonna go ahead and tackle some of these other subjects that people say, don't talk about this. Well, we're going to talk about it. Thank you and have a good day.